This is Megan Lynch. You're back with Total Information AM here on KMOX. 2 years ago, the group Common Sense Media launched a first-ever rating system for AI platforms. The technology is now advanced with lightning speed, so I wanted to get an update on their efforts. Joining me now is Robbie Torney, Senior Director for AI Programs. Robbie, thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks, Megan.
It's been 2 years. What have you learned about artificial intelligence platforms?
2 years in, we've learned that AI companions pose serious risks to teens, and many parents don't even know that their kids are using AI for companionship, which includes simulated relationships, mental health advice, and emotional support. You know, 2 years ago, we were mostly looking at homework helpers and other sort of school-related use of AIs, but now AI companions are everywhere. Teens can access them through Instagram, through WhatsApp, through Snapchat, through apps and platforms like ChatGPT. And this has been a huge and new use case that we've been looking into over the past 2 years.
I've heard a lot of warnings about the chatbots recently, and I think I would agree that a lot of parents, myself included, I don't even know, you know, for example, where my kids would access them until you just mentioned that list of things. How many new platforms have come on the market that offer these chatbots since you started this?
There are quite a few specialized platforms for companionship, but also many of the multi-use chatbots can be used for companionship as well. So it's really a lot of apps. And I think one thing that's really important for parents to know is that according to our nationally representative survey research, this is a mainstream use of AI. It's not niche. Over 70% of teens have used AI for companionship. Over half qualify as regular users. This is happening in quite literally millions of homes across this country at a very, very large scale.
When you talk about the kids that use AI chatbots, go into more detail about what they're using them for. What are they talking to them about?
It's a range of things. Our research shows that some kids are using them for entertainment. It's kind of like playing a video game, chatting with a character from a movie or a book series or a fandom that they're really into. Other kids are using these bots as a place to explore and process feelings. And some kids are forming relationships with AI companions. According to a recent survey that came out from CDT in October, another nationally representative survey, 1 in 5 teens say that they know somebody who has had a relationship with an AI companion at this point in time.
When you say relationship, explain for parents what that is.
Yeah, so this is a romantic relationship, an AI boyfriend or an AI girlfriend. So you could think about, you know, your kid having a first crush, a first partner, a first relationship in high school. Many kids are turning to AI for that purpose at this point in time.
It would strike me that this escalates very quickly for some kids that get caught up in it because this is something that is always with them. They can, for example, pull it up on their phones and have access to these chatbots at all hours of the day.
Yeah, that 24/7 availability is absolutely one of the factors that makes this dangerous for kids. I think for parents, it's also potentially troubling because the chatbot interactions are happening on platforms or in ways that look like other ways that teens are already using smartphones. They look like text conversations. They might look like voice conversations. The usage of the smartphone might not look that different from how teens had been using it before, but instead of having conversations with real people or scrolling on social media, teens are potentially having conversations with AI chatbots.
Are there any benefits to these AI chatbots?
Right now, our research continues to show across all chatbot platforms that AI chatbots for companionship are unacceptably risky for teens. They do not give advice the way that an adult or a friend would. They don't understand when users are in danger or at risk of hurting themselves or others. And this risk of emotional dependency is quite extreme, especially for vulnerable teens and users. At this point in time, we don't recommend the use of AI chatbots for companionship for anyone under 18.
Why is it taking lawsuits and congressional testimony for people to understand the risks of this?
I think there's two reasons. First, users do like talking to AI chatbots. If you talk to teens or you talk to adults who use AI for this purpose, it does fill a need in their life, especially if they are lonely or disconnected from other peer groups. And I think that's like a really important root cause to address. And secondly, these chatbots are extremely engaging. If you look at industry research on the platforms that are most popular with consumers, chatbots that have companion-like features are by far the most engaging. So if you're a tech company and you want to have users on your platform, this type of interaction is one that you're not going to want to turn off.
Is there any likelihood of getting these tech giants to put better guardrails in place?
We have definitely seen many of the tech giants and many of the frontier labs do work to improve the safety of their models. And we think we do want to give credit for that. I think, unfortunately, the guardrails that have been put in place still aren't making these chatbots a good fit for these emotional or mental health conversations. So our push to the tech companies has been, let's turn this feature off for now. Let's prevent kids from having access to these types of conversations. This is really an untested experiment. It is really using our kids like guinea pigs. And unfortunately, I think we do believe that regulation is going to be necessary to get to a place where this use case is understood to be unacceptably risky for teens and treated as such with products.
Robbie, there's no doubt that AI is now a part of our world. So what do you recommend parents do to try to work with and educate their kids on the risks of some of these AI platforms?
So I think the first is just direct conversations. Are you chatting with AI on your apps? Talking about the difference between using AI for schoolwork or informational purposes and some of these other emotional support purposes and why it's so dangerous. Parents can help teens understand that the business model of, in some cases, of these platforms is designed on hooking them, engaging them, collecting their data, and monetizing them. Those are messages that Gen Z and Gen Alpha are really resonant with. They have grown up with social media and they understand some of the harms that happen when companies put profits ahead of their own physical and mental well-being. And I think that parents can help teens understand why AI chatbots can't replace real mental health support. There has to be a space for teens to come to understand the ways in which those relationships are different than the real relationships that they have. And I think quite troublingly, according to our recent survey of teen users of AI companions, 1 in 3 users reported their interactions with AI companions to be more or equally satisfying as their interactions with real people. So this is definitely a place where parent conversations, teacher conversations, community conversations are going to matter to really understand what's appealing about this technology, why teens like it, and to help educate them and the general public about the risks associated with using AI for this particular purpose right now.
Robbie, thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.
That is Robbie Torney, Senior Director of AI Programs for Common Sense Media.